kind of
position. So you say that she's very, or the dress was very...
Very attractive.
How about very...
Very pretty or very beautiful.
Okay.
To me, they're all pretty.
Yeah. What might you wear over, or say, what would a woman wear over her dress if she was in the kitchen?
Apron.
All right. And when you sign your name in ink, you use a...
Pen.
But when you hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
When you do what now?
When you hold a diaper in place, you use a... Point on the end of it.
Safety pin.
Okay. Now a dime is worth... What? How much? A dime?
10 cents.
Okay. But when you drink from a pump or a well, you'd call it... What kind of... What would you use to drink it? Drink the water with?
Dipper.
All right, what would it be made of?
Gold. Well, they use metal, or
metal.
Used to use an old gold.
Okay. But what about something made from metal? What kind of metal might it be?
Might be stainless steel or aluminum.
What about maybe...
Tin.
Okay. And what's this you're wearing? Or what's this called?
Your coat.
Right. And when I admire, say, the buttons on my coat or your coat, I might say, that jacket has fancy buttons. How would you say that they're on it? Is there a...
Well, I think he expressed it that that coat has there's so many...
Well, the word that...
Buttons used to be made out of bone.
No.
That coat has buttons on it that are made of plastic, a compound.
Uh-huh.
Or,
well, what would you say then, that the coat has plastic buttons?
Colored plastic buttons?
Well, how are they... How would you say that they're attached to it?
I say they were sewed on.
Okay. And sometimes instead of a sweater inside your coat, you might wear something else.
A t-shirt?
Well, no. It might be more formal. It'd go outside of your shirt.
Vest.
Okay. And what would you call the last part of a suit? You might have a coat and a vest, and you might also have...
An overcoat, or...
Well, no, like what these are.
Slacks.
Is there any other term you might use for them?
Well, just pants and slacks.
Well, how about these? These are different from slacks.
Jeans.
All right. How about something you might wear outside when you're working?
Overalls.
All right.
Coveralls.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were to go outdoors in the winter without your coat, and somebody runs after you and brings it to you, you'd say, here, or they would say to you, here, I've...
Brush your coat.
Okay. Or if it was the wrong kind of coat, you might say, please...
Exchange it for...
Or what would be in...
For a sweater, or change it for... An overcoat, or...
Well, if you're going to use the same thing as instead of brought it, you might say, please, it back.
Please take it back and exchange it.
Well, it'd be the same... It would be another form of the word brought. Instead of...
Bring up, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, you're talking... at lunch about the coats you bought that don't quite feel right since you've been, when you started eating a lot of sugar, you gained weight and they didn't quite...
Uncomfortable.
Okay, so they didn't, what, around the waist?
Didn't fit.
Uh-huh. And if you went out to the store and bought a new matching coat and pants, you'd say, I bought a
new suit.